But for now, though, let's move on, because I had a chat earlier with a very nice lady called Eleanor O'Kelly Lynch from Cork. And Eleanor has just launched her debut novel. And it's called, and listen carefully to the title, The Girl with Special Knees. Not Needs, but Knees, The Girl with Special Knees. And it's a really different book and a beautifully written book. And the inspiration for the book came from Eleanor's own daughter, Lauren, who has had serious health issues all her life and struggles with a very unusual syndrome. But somehow, through the challenges and difficulties of rearing a child with special needs, Eleanor somehow got the inspiration to write a book, and it's given her endless amounts of pleasure and has been very well received. So have a listen to this. At the outset, I asked Eleanor to tell me a little bit about her daughter who inspired this book.
That's right. It is Deirdre. My daughter was born 30 years ago, Lauren, and she was born with a very rare syndrome, Cornelia de Lange. We had never heard of it at that stage, and a lot of people still haven't heard of it. It's a very rare syndrome, and it's very debilitating, and it's a life-changing one. And it was shocking news, I suppose, to get at the time. But over the years, you have to then reimagine, I suppose, a new future and a new life. And you do that despite all the trials and the tribulations, I suppose, of raising a child and seeing a child grow who is never going to, as I would have seen it, reach the potential that she should have reached were it not for this syndrome.
Yeah.
So as good times, I suppose, but a lot of Lauren's life was emotionally distressed, and she was in pain, and her life was hard. And I was sitting on the couch one day. I always wanted to write a book. I didn't know that I necessarily wanted to write about this experience, but this experience, I suppose, did take over my life for many decades, I suppose, really. And she was sitting on the couch one day self-injuring, because she would do that when she was distressed, and she would sort of dig into her face, into her temples. Very distressing to watch that.
Oh, God,
and I said,
yeah.
My sister at the time, I said, Lauren has a really tough life. It's awful to watch this, because there's not much that you could do. And she said, who knows? She said, there may well be another dimension, another life that we live in. They say that we do live multiple versions of lives. I don't know how. Apparently, it's not just science fiction. It's actually a scientific fact that there is a multiverse, and that we live different versions of ourselves simultaneously. I just thought the idea was lovely. And I said, well, imagine Lauren could be actually in another life having a ball.
Yeah.
So the thought stayed with me over a number of years. And I thought, I'd love to write about that. I'd love to write about transporting this child into another, sliding her into another world, and seeing what would happen in that world. Would she have adventures? Would she go on journeys? Would she laugh? Would she have friendships? What would happen? And I loved that notion of just, and that's really was then the genesis of the book, really.
Yeah, and it's about giving Lauren a voice as well, isn't it?
Exactly. And I did love that part of the book, because I was down in West Cork at a writing weekend, and when the tutor said, now write that first page of whatever you came down here to write about, write that first page, I hesitated, because I'd been thinking about this idea, but of course I hadn't written a word, Deirdre, because I'm great at thinking about things, but actually getting stuff written down is a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
And when I wrote that first page, I felt a voice. I did feel that I had sort of captured this child's voice, and she was a feisty child, and she wasn't too happy with the situation, but she was well able, her thinking processes were very much alive, and she was funny, and she had a take on things, and I just said, this is a doll.
And she's not the only voice in the book, though, so she's not.
She's not. I decided as well that I'd like to give voice to the mother, and I would like to give voice to the mother's experience and what it's like, I suppose, to have a child who is distressed. It isn't about the disability, really. It's more about having a child who's distressed. Not all children with disabilities are distressed. My child was. And that was the heartbreak, really. And I wanted to talk about how that felt, from the mother's perspective. Because I think so often we expect mothers to be Trojans. We expect them to be superheroes. We expect ourselves to be superheroes. And we're not really. We're just ordinary people struggling. And I wanted to give voice to that, to say, you know, it's okay to struggle, really. I didn't think it was okay to struggle. I thought you had to, you know, put on your best marching shoes and your stiff upper lip and keep marching on. And I suppose you learn after a while that it's good to march on, but that sometimes you do need to weep and you do need to admit that you're vulnerable yourself. And there's no harm in that. I just wanted to explore that idea with the mother. And then the dad and the sister also get some starring roles.
Yeah.
So it's really about a family, Deirdre. The story really, a fictitious family, I have to say. It's not a memoir or it's not my life, but it's about a family really who are struggling.
Yeah.
And we get the four perspectives, you know.
And I was delighted. Now, I haven't read the whole book. I've read some of the chapters of it that you sent me on, Eleanor. But I was delighted to see the sister of the girl, the main character, the girl with special needs, that the sister got a voice as well. And I thought that was very interesting to get inside the head of the sister of a child with special needs and how they cope within the family unit and how the whole thing affects them. And you did that really well.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, Deirdre. I'll tell you, a friend of mine, shortly after Lauren was born, a friend of mine who's in education and had years of experience said to me, do you know, she said, Eleanor, sometimes siblings can get lost. When you have a child with special needs, the siblings can sometimes become invisible or they're not seen or they have to be good and, you know, to compensate in a sense, I suppose, for the work and the heartache in their sibling. And I thought that was interesting. I didn't know that. I said, oh, it's interesting. So I wanted to explore that theme as well, that this is a girl who's a bit of a rebel. She's 15. She's going out with a so-called bad boy that her parents don't approve of. And she's really trying to find her voice in the family because she feels excluded and invisible.
Eleanor, did you find giving your daughter this voice, if you like, through the character in the book and imagining her having adventures, did that help you to cope with the pain you felt as a mother by witnessing day after day her sufferings, her limitations?
You know, it did. Now, I, in writing the book, I suppose I was reliving, you know, some real episodes, because I do say the book is fiction, but obviously it's rooted in my experience.
Yeah.
And I think some of that was, you know, it was hard to write. But then you're right, Deirdre, because the other side of it was exciting that I know it was only in my imagination and I know it made no difference to her. But it was lovely to take her off in my head and give her not just adventures, but jobs to do and, you know, landscapes to cross and mountains to climb and see. And for me, she felt very real. So, yeah, it was. It was great to do that.
And
yeah.
Tell me about the title. The title of the book is The Girl with Special Knees, which is an interesting title. And where did that come from?
It is. And, you know, my young granddaughter a couple of years back used to look at Lauren and say, but why are her knees so special? And she would rub her knees and she would sort of, you know, come over close to her and say, but what's so special about her knees? What can they do? And we used to laugh and say, no, it's special needs, darling, not special knees. But we all laughed at that, at the idea that she thought there was something very special about her knees.
Yeah.
I thought it was, and my sister-in-law, Anita, said to me at one stage, you should call the book The Girl with Special Knees. And I said, no, nobody would have a clue what that's about. But actually, I changed my mind and I went back to her and I said, yes, I think, Anita, you're right.
Yeah, no, it's a great title, to be fair. And I think the book is unique because I've never before come across a book where somebody like Lauren, and I know that it's fiction, but it's sort of loosely based on your experience, where somebody like that actually has a voice.
The curious case of the dog in the nighttime. Do you remember there was a book a few years back, I remember, I read, and it was about a child, a boy who had I think he had autism, and so we heard his voice. But it isn't, no, you don't often hear their voices. And my daughter herself literally has no voice because she can't speak. She doesn't speak at all. So she literally is voiceless. And yeah, it's good because we don't know what's going on inside their heads. And we don't know what other lives are lived, as I say, maybe somewhere inside there or somewhere across the universe. So we can only imagine it. But, you know, and then when we do imagine it, you know, the voice that we can give them is a voice that's, as I say, scrappy and humorous. And, you know, that it's not a voice of complaining and sadness and tears.
And poor me. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Poor me. Yeah. It's not that voice. Because I would imagine if my daughter had a voice, that's not the voice she'd have.
No.
It would be fun. I'd say she would love fun. I'd say humour, a sort of a bit of stroppiness in there.
you know? And what kind of reaction have you been getting to the book, Eleanor?
Well, it's a great reaction, dear, because, you know, I was just saying, you know, I did my first blog the other day on my website, and I was just saying, like, as I was writing the book, I said, well, I don't think this is ever really going to see the light of day. And, you know, the funny thing is, that didn't bother me that much. I just wanted to write this book because I was excited about this journey and where she goes and what happens to her. So I had to finish the book. But I really didn't really ever see that it would see the light of day. And then as I finished the book and I got more excited about it, I said, well, I'm going to get it out there. But then what if people think it's silly, or what if people don't get it, or what if people don't rate it? And then all that would come. And then, do you know what I thought? What have I got to lose? I'm going to get it out there. And if people like it, they like it. And if they don't, they don't. But the reaction has been super. It's been way beyond my expectations. Because do you know why I think, Deirdre? Because people seeing it, as I say, it's not about disability. It's about people's struggles with life. It's about a family struggling with, you know, what they have been dealt with, I suppose, in all their different ways before, that, you know, the little girl, her sister, and the parents.
Mm.
And I think people just, that resonates with people.
I think everyone can relate to that, even if they don't have someone with special needs in the family. Well done to you, Eleanor. You've created something amazing. And I think a lot of people talk about writing a book, but very few people actually do it. But I think, you know, you've done something special here. And I think it'll resonate, as I said, with a lot of people, but particularly people who have someone like Lauren in their own family. Yes. So listen, well done. And it was great to talk to you.
Thank you, Deirdre. And my pleasure. Thank you, Deirdre.
And that was Eleanor O'Kelly Lynch from Cork talking to us about her debut novel on a subject very close to her heart. It is fiction, but of course inspired by her own child with special needs. Just to let you know, the book again is called The Girl with Special Knees. That's K-N-E-E-S. And it's available at a few outlets in Kerry. You'll get it in Wolfe's in Listowel, The Dungeon in Killarney, and Mahoney's in Tralee. And you can also get in touch with Eleanor via her website, eleanorokellylynch.ie.